Welcome back to Tenedeus, episode 6, The Storm Before the Calm.
So, quick recap of where we're leaving off. You had just ended some, honestly, pretty terrible dreams that you guys had, waking up in some lovely predicaments. Would anybody like to volunteer to go first, before I start rolling?
I'll go first.
Awesome. You woke up without any legs.
Ha!
Everything's sort of, from that little, like, cutoff point, just
the
stops.
Waist?
Yeah, but it's not like everything waist down, it's just the legs. I would like to be very clear about that.
Okay, got it. That's spooky.
Yeah. So, first off, what is your just initial reaction to
Scream.
This? Awesome. Give me a constitution roll.
Or roll or save?
Give me a constitution roll or a strength roll. That's a 17 to a 19. Awesome. You try to scream. You put everything you have into this. You take a deep breath. And as you do, no sound comes out, but water does. Trickling from your mouth in, like, a massive pool.
Bro, this child is traumatized.
Can you please give me a constitution saving throw?
21.
Awesome.
Too good.
You
I know, right?
Snap. Very suddenly, seeming to roll on the floor with no action of your own, and your eyes are blurry, but your legs are back. You're out of breath, but there's no water there.
God damn.
Ooh, gorgeous.
Stupid little bug.
You.
There we are.
I'm gonna roll for this. Still you. So you wake up in a sort of strange sense of sight. Not quite being able to move. As the only thing you can really see is just a hazy red, view of your ceiling. What is your initial reaction?
My initial reaction is just trying to wipe my eyes.
Just trying to wipe your eyes? Awesome. Yeah, give me a constitution saving throw.
I want to roll. Yes. Constitution save or...
Constitution save.
15.
15. Awesome. You try to wipe your eyes and everything around you just sort of pushes in and you get... hotter. Eris, your turn. You wake up. Your arms are tree roots that have embedded themselves into your mattress, so getting up and moving is an option if you try very hard, but it won't be easy. What is your initial sort of reaction?
Verbal vibe check, not looking around room, but just being like a quiet, like, hey, you guys awake? You
awesome.
Okay?
Both of you, well, all three of you, but both of you can hear that. You are fully back to normal. And you are still a mattress.
Thank you so much.
That is slowly and steadily getting warmer. What are the responses?
There is no response. Just like staring at the floor like, what the fuck just happened?
What's my response?
Yeah.
I try to like get out of the mattress?
Yeah, give me another con save.
I am a mattress.
11. It gets warmer.
Girl.
Starting to get physically hot, and the both of you see a small trek of steam begin to crawl from every possible point of escape from this mattress. Almost like it's breathing.
I'm gonna blow up.
Eros, can you give me a con save with advantage, please?
Yep. That's a 19.
Awesome. You notice that you have still senses in your arms. They're slowly coming back, and as you give it a good, like, tug at the end there, right after you're done speaking, you see smoke coming, and you're like, ah, fuck, I'm in danger. So you throw up your arms, and these roots sort of unravel, almost looking like your arms were underneath them, but that does not feel quite right. You are back to normal and no longer paralyzed. Your turn.
Am I no longer
no,
a mattress?
No, you're still a mattress that is slowly lighting itself on fire.
That's actually crazy. Can I, like, Misty step out of here?
Do you have Misty step? Give me a con save with advantage.
Yeah.
15. That's a 2.
15.
No.
No Misty step?
How bad does this go?
It was on the floor, it doesn't count.
Okay. It was a 2, I think you'd like that one. A 2 again. The smoke starts billowing and it turns a light pale shade of red.
Am I the only one who's suffering this bad? Can I roll really bad during my con save for the dream?
No. It's one of those things where the DC goes down by 1 every time. You're just rolling for shit. So, Tikal and Eros, you are up and at it. You see this mattress begin, like, actually smoking, like there's a fire inside of it.
Ew.
Can I, like, take a pillow and start, like, smacking it like you would a fire?
Yeah, roll to hit.
Crazy.
Fuck, that's a 3.
Okay,
awesome.
I guess.
What's your armor class?
16.
No, you don't hit it.
No.
You waft at the mattress, and as you hit it, the pillow gets, like, hot to the touch, and you have to let go or take damage.
Shit. I'll let go.
Okay, so what I was gonna do was, A, call for the adults, and also, can I use, the, like, snuffing a bonfire part of the prestidigitation cantrip to, like, I don't know, at least get the smoke to go down?
No, as there's nothing that's actually on fire. Exporting the latest episode was successful. I will hand this to you and you can do what you need to.
I guess, can I use it to make the air clean?
Yes, you can. This will give
Sweet.
You...
I'm going to do that. I'm
another advantage. Go
what
ahead and give me that con save.
Am I just sitting here saving myself over and over again? 9. Definitely, yeah.
Roll that.
Definitely.
Come on.
Girls, I'm gonna try to do that.
13.
18.
Finally. So you, in a quick burst of flame that completely singes and chars your mattress to ash, are there. Are you logged into my stuff? Yeah, go for it.
What would happen if I kept losing the con save?
Your mattress, bed, and then house would be engulfed in flame.
Awkward.
So, all three of you are now awake and normal. Vana is nowhere to be found.
They flew up. Mary Poppins style. They flew away.
And because you called, quick roll. Awesome. Jacques bursts into the door and it's like, children, my children, are you all right? Did anything happen?
Feels like ragging covered in blood.
Shenanigans be happening.
That does not help. Shenanigan is not an actual term I can infer anything from.
Jesus.
I forget your children. So that makes less sense. All right. Is this the magic thing? Should I get Clara?
Yes.
Awesome. I will be right back. Don't do anything.
That's so funny.
And right on time. Jacques has just left the room saying, don't do anything.
So do we tell?
We're gonna do everything.
Vana, right at the start, can you give me a con save, please?
Oh, fuck.
Con save to not be invisible?
Sorry, I've been lost in the Star Rail sauce.
Yeah.
Lost in the
sauce. Because, oh my god. That's some story writing there. Let's see what my con save is. That should be one of my higher ones. Yeah, it's plus six. I'm good.
Nice.
Okay. I rolled a...
Six.
I rolled a 9, so that's a
15. 15. Awesome. You open your eyes and just see the floor of your bedroom, a charred pile of ashes where Felix's mattress used to be, some stray roots and, like, small tree leaves.
Can I roll perception and try and see if it was
It'd
sense?
Be Arcana, but yes.
Yes. I was going to roll my time.
And you can see what looks like people having a very bad time. A 10? No, you can't really see anything.
Okay.
Vana, what is your initial reaction to essentially being on the ceiling or just seeing down from it?
Wait, why am I on the ceiling?
You'll find out.
Well, that's the first thing that I want to find out.
All right. Give me a perception check and a con save.
Perception, where the fuck is that? Found you, bitch. That was a 7.
Ooh. Awesome.
And my con is a 16.
Okay. So, once again, you are still trapped on the ceiling. You can sort of feel yourself starting to spread thinner and thinner. Sort of cloud on top of the ceiling. Sort of condensing very slowly.
This is kind of rude. Can I do a con check to put myself back together?
It'd be a con save, but yes. Now that you are trying, give me advantage.
Well, that's good, because the first roll was a 2, and the second roll was a 1.
Awesome. So, nothing happens. You spread even thinner, and you also feel the air around you getting slightly thicker. Can everybody except Vana please make a con check?
Check?
Just a check.
Me?
Everybody except me.
That's 9.
Also 9.
Awesome.
The benefits of being air.
That's a
17. Awesome. So, Eros, you breathe in this air, and from your many years spent in the forest, you realize a combination of Vana completely and literally dissipating into the morning air and Felix's burning mattress, it's getting very difficult to breathe in here. And it'd probably be a good idea to get out of here. Everybody else, take 2 points of damage.
Like something kind of stuff?
Yes. You breathe in unclean, unsafe air, and it's sort of...
Breathing Vana.
Yes.
I was using prestidigitation to try and cleanse the air, but now that Vana is a part of the air...
That'd be kind of weird.
Don't cleanse Vana!
Don't cleanse.
Yeah, okay. Everyone, get out.
Oh, yeah. Skadoo.
You're all skadooing?
Awesome. I'm gonna, like, cover his nose with, like, a shirt on the way
up. I can leave the room.
Try and make a mess.
So,
you can, like, slip through the cracks on top of the door. Vana would just go into the outside air.
It's true. Felix can, like, try pushing the teachers out, too.
Yeah.
So they don't breathe
so
in.
So as you guys are exiting, you do see Clara come down the hallway, ready to enter the room. Do you guys say anything to her before she goes in?
Vana is air.
What the fuck? Is this, like, a spell? Are we under attack? Oh, God, why does it always have to happen in the morning? All right, fuck. Okay.
Like a breathing mask thing. Like, just pull your shirt over your nose.
Anything you guys know about it, weaknesses, strengths, give me the what.
We just woke up, man.
Natural, that happens every day. You can try.
Can Vana speak as wind?
You
can the
wind
try. Howl again?
Yeah.
Can the wind talk to me?
Not talk, but every time you do speak, the wind does sort of do that howling, moving through the trees sort of illusion.
Vana is just low-key screaming a surplus of swear words, having learned them from Jacques and Gustav.
And this just sounds like rough winds, and like a storm is picking up in this room.
Vana is confused.
Clara is going to go in and try and cast Dispel Magic, so give me another con save, but this time I will also add on top of it Clara's spellcasting bonus.
So that is a 12 for con save.
Awesome. So you just make it. The DC was, at this point, a 17, and Clara gets a plus 5. So you try to, like, pull yourself together, compressing all of the air in this room, and with the teeniest bit of, like, guidance from Clara, it all sort of swirls down, and you are just sort of in a pile on the floor.
Not even like Vana's shape, just a pile of air.
No, like Vana is now Vana again, just sort of like they look like they fell from the ceiling and are just sort of lying there.
And Clara just used to spell magic.
Yes.
Vana's just gonna stay on the ground.
Yeah.
That was a bit much.
Fair enough.
Felix is like peering through the window to watch Vana just kind of like reform and reshape.
Lovely. So, as
you. Being an air genasi.
Average air genasi.
Average genasi experience.
It's true. Becoming one of their
own. Some level of what the fuck.
A quick question. Question. Vana, do you have Gust? Like the spell?
I'm looking. I feel like I do, but also I don't remember. We're level 4, right?
Yep. And as you all sort of pull yourselves back together, you, like, wake up in this, like, very quick succession of just like 1, 2, 3, 4. Breakfast is not made. Everybody is super tired.
I'll make breakfast.
Awesome. Give me a survival or nature check. But all of you feel...
I have great survival.
Like you have... gained something, which I will post in your little things now.
The only thing I gained was asthma.
How good is a not nat 20?
Very good. What would you like to make?
Just simple, like, eggs and, like, steak or bacon.
Yeah.
Steak for breakfast would be awesome.
You whip this up, it takes a good, like, 20 minutes, and at the end of it all, you're sitting there, people are like slowly, bit by bit, walking into the room. You're all incredibly tired. What are you doing as you're sitting down for breakfast?
Before breakfast, take a shower, get the blood off.
There is no blood on you.
Oh.
No, it does not require you to have Gust.
And I get a chance.
Yes. Got it. This is essentially an extra little spell and one of the powers of this crystal you have in your hand.
That we seem to be awakening rather aggressively.
Yes. And if it's got an all rights reserved sign on it, that means it's a ritual spell. And if it has a copyright sign on it, that means it's a concentration effect.
Copyright.
Meaning, if you get hit, you need to roll, and if you get below a 10, it stops. And you cannot do multiple.
Wait, is it like a cantrip then, or is it a spell?
Give me a quick...
Gust is a cantrip.
Gust is a cantrip. You can do this once a day. All of you can just do this once per day.
Aww.
So you all get cleaned up, you have breakfast. While you're sitting at the table, slowly eating, like, eggs and steak. It's been whipped together pretty quickly, but it's honestly incredible for all things considered.
Felix has never fallen asleep again. And technically doesn't have to since he's like an elf, but...
And could everybody please give me an insight check?
For what?
Damn it. Who's gonna attack us now?
Well, nothing's attacking you. It's for something else.
Yeah, six.
Six. That's a nat one.
Woo!
Wait, what are you rolling?
Insight.
I rolled a two.
Awesome.
No idea
13.
What's going on.
2A.
I don't have
an addition. Beautiful. So, Tikal, seeming like the only one who's like calmed down enough to get their bearings, is looking at Clara and Jacques and Gustav, and they look deep in thought. Okay. They look very distracted. They're like, oh, yeah, thanks for breakfast. We're going to do something. All of you are a little too focused on your very traumatic morning. Those of us who got sixes, something feels a little off in this house today.
Really?
I got a one.
Yeah, you are far too focused on literally having just been air.
We only had a dream that altered reality.
Just a little bit off. Well, no, like, about the house itself. Like, you ever wake up and you just, like, know it's going to be a bad day?
Damn. Yeah.
You're not depressed.
What's the range for
what?
The create and destroy water.
Moving the water itself? What's it? Touch range spell. It comes from you. It's just a range of sight. If you have any questions about these nifty little things, you will get more of them. And more bonuses, if you will, from these gems.
What bonus did Felix
awakening get? He had the ability to create and destroy flame.
Oh, okay, awesome.
More specifically, when focusing on a point, you can set it on fire, dealing 1d8 damage to everything within 5 feet of that point. You can choose any number of creatures to be immune to this effect. If someone touches the flame, or they are then immediately on fire, taking 1d6 fire damage until they are not on fire, and you can choose to just not have fire be within 15 feet of you.
Wait, how much damage did it do?
1d8 or 1d6.
Or 1d6?
1d6 if somebody enters the 5 feet of fire, 1d8 if somebody is already in it, or like starts their turn in it.
Okay.
And I can't, there's no damage for this.
No. It's sort of like Mage Hand. It can do everything except deal damage.
And the range is just what I can see.
Yes.
Remember.
90 feet. So, you see Jacques, Clara, and Gustav sort of disappear, leaving you guys. Normally, this is when you would do training. However, your trainers are deep in conversation and kind of ignoring everything.
Can Felix try eavesdropping?
Yeah, give me... Stealth check.
It is not looking good.
Oop.
I have disadvantage on it. And a negative one.
Oop. And that is?
A two.
Awesome. So you walk up to them and trip, trying to, like, get your bearings back from literally being a liquid not 20 minutes earlier. And as you, like, trip, you roll in and you see that they are actively making plans to go back to the compound.
Do they see me?
Yeah, you rolled into the room.
Like somersault?
More like tumbling.
Folks can be like, so where are you guys going?
They all look at you like they keep opening and closing their mouths like they're going to say something. Talk and after them. Like after like 15 seconds of the most agonizing non-conversation
ever. As
they're
not talking, he's like trying to like peer around their shoulders and see what's going on.
You are immediately blocked by Clara.
Crazy.
Gustav like puts his hand out and is like, well, we should talk about this. It involves everybody. It's rather important. Come on, guys. And in his lovely billowing voice, she goes, all right, everybody, back to the table, please. We have something to talk about. That got slowly lower and lower as it continued.
That would be an eepy little guy. Loki about to fall asleep on the table.
And so Jacques, Clara, and Gustav are all sitting at the table looking very distraught and in earnest. And they lay down some plans on the table. Anybody who would like to look at these plans, please give me a perception check. Anybody who would like to focus more on what Clara, Gustav, and Jacques are saying, give me, well, another perception check. Just please tell me.
I got 21. We'll get the maps.
Yep.
It's a 6.
4?
8.
18 for what? Looking at the maps or listening?
Look at plans, yeah.
Yep.
11 for listening.
11 for listening, and a 6 for...
looking at the map.
Awesome. So with all of those perception checks looking at the map, you realize this is not so much a plan to bring you guys back,
mm-hmm.
but a plan to bring the fight to them.
That was really funny. It's like everyone is a visual or auditory learner, depending on where they looked.
They are making these honestly very detailed plans for them to get some things that they left at the compound and clear out the oracles. You do...
yeah, murder!
The oracle, period.
Oracle, yes. Felix, you're the only one who realizes this, but there's no plans on here for any of them to attack the oracle. They're all somewhere else. This thing is, like, time-stamped and very detailed. We're seeing, like, Jacques is in his room getting things to sharpen blades and small shields.
Mm.
Clara is in her study grabbing magical artifacts and spell tomes.
Mm.
Gustav is clearing out all of the villagers.
Mm.
But there is something there that says the oracle is going to be attacked while all of this is going on.
Oh.
You can put two and two together to realize that's you guys.
I mean, we've already defeated two, so what's one more?
Yeah, what's one more? Couldn't be that much more difficult.
With 17 more.
And Vana, you're trying your hardest to listen.
No, I'm listening.
Oh. Vana is trying their very hardest to do both, but like their eyes are still blurry and their
crazy
ears are still ringing. Being wind kind of takes its toll on you at this point.
They haven't been wind in like a couple
years. In a hot minute. It's for like 15 years, I'd say.
Does Felix know that the Black Oracle is the most dangerous since he's lived with them for his whole life?
Give me a history check.
I mean, we got told.
Yeah, we got told
we got
they were
the
strongest.
By
the
Great
One. Well, you did get told by the Oracle that Black was the strongest, and you have never seen them do anything. You've seen White and Gray, like, move things
yep.
or interact with the world physically. The only thing you've seen Black do is glare at somebody, and
crazy.
Then they ran. Not in any direction. It's they literally just instinctually and as a fear response ran.
Felix is gonna tell Gustav, I don't know if I really want to fight the Black Oracle. It looks really strong, and whenever he looks at me, I get really scared.
Gustav puts his hand, his massive fucking hand.
That's bigger than the entire, with his entire shoulder.
On your shoulder. It's sort of like this. And he's like, worry not, child. I am very confident, and you will have my blade.
Why can't you guys just do it?
There's a lot that needs to be taken care of, and, well, you guys have more than proven yourselves capable of dispatching the oracles.
That's true.
I believe in you, but if you continue to not believe in yourself, please speak more. We will listen. You are a part of this plan.
What does Tikal hear?
Not much. Tikal hears John sort of begin to like ramble on and like try to be like, so we've got this plan, and it needs a little something else to really go through, and we're just wondering if you guys, like, think you're capable or really like to. We're going to go back there. We need to grab some stuff. And he just keeps going and sort of, like, trying to speak around the fact that you guys are going to be the ones fighting Black.
Mm-hmm. I thought that it was good to have the oracles around to, like, prophesize upcoming calamities.
Having only one of them, you can see this with your 21. Having only one of them is substantially worse, because the only thing that's being prophesized is incorrect tragedies.
Oh, so there's a bunch of false information?
Just a bunch of 100% of the time wrong, like, you're going to die tomorrows.
Oh.
How the fuck does that work?
All three of the oracles are required to make accurate predictions. White predicts the good in the world, Black predicts the bad in the world, and Gray predicts the point where in which those things intersect.
Why did
Without
we kill
all
them?
Three of them, that is impossible.
Why did we kill the oracles when they had the most goated ability?
You guys did not know until one of them was already dead.
Oh.
So.
You're better off dead.
So now we have to commit to the bit, or people have to be told they're going to die for no good reason.
Exactly.
But are they actually doing harm, or are they just like...
They are... Else? Black is not really doing anything, however... You are still being hunted by them.
Oh.
What?
So when do we go?
Go ahead.
Talk about it.
Vanna, you were saying something?
Oh. Vanna's gonna ask when they're going. Head, like, still pillowed on the table.
Jacques is still, like, dancing around. He's like, well, you see, about that, the plan was actually... And Clara just, like, sighs and is like, it's for today. Tonight. More accurately, but... We're going tonight.
Does Jock have any
So I can sleep first.
Yes. You all can get some rest. We'll have you going to sleep. We'll, like, warm up.
Okay.
Do some combat here first. And then we'll head out. Go back through the portal. We got this.
You didn't think to tell us earlier?
Well, we were going to, but then he didn't want to. He thought you'd say no. And if that was the case... Plan wouldn't be able to happen. We cannot do this without the four of you. I think he didn't want
to
do it at all.
We get to kill that oracle. Why would we not?
You scare me, kiddo. You're a little too gung-ho for this murder stuff. We should check on that later.
Well, I mean, to be fair, she hasn't had her first kill yet, so...
Ah,
yeah, and
that's...
him.
Well, I'm sorry, yeah.
Well,
it's okay, I don't care.
He's... That's a good thing... murder's not really healthy for a growing boy.
Stole me! I woke up, and then I was in a compound, and I was in a bag!
That's...
They're mean!
Yes, that's why we're murdering them.
Yes.
But, again, I really need you all to understand that this is a big move we're doing. We've been given a time frame. We only have a year left.
A year?
Before shit goes to hell. Alright? Before the Day of Prophecy happens, and if you guys, I'm working on it, and if you guys don't have what it takes, we fail, and c'est la vie, that's it. So this is as much a rescue mission and as much a tying up loose ends as it is, think of it like your final exams.
What are we rescuing?
We're rescuing equipment. And, yeah, that's fair. We're not really rescuing anything. We're sort of just committing several crimes. Are we sure we're the good guys here? Clara, like, looks back and forth at everyone and is like, are we, like, morally in the right still?
Probably not.
Jacques nods.
I mean,
so confidently.
Three? No.
You three, no. The four of us, we're children. Yeah. And Chuck's
we're
like,
children. All right. We can't be held responsible.
Pretenses be gone. We are going tonight, 5 o'clock, sharp. I will make dinner beforehand. Don't worry, I've prepared a recipe just for tonight.
Yay!
This is your final exam. We've been training and teaching you. Lessons have been going incredibly well. I have never been prouder of you four than I am right now. But this is the make or break moment. If you do not win here, everyone dies forever, the end.
That doesn't sound very good.
No pressure, huh?
Exactly. Don't fuck it up. I believe in you, and I love all of you. Go back to sleep, wake up later, and we will take care of everything then.
Can I turn into wind
Jock
again?
Jock is way too nonchalant.
Yeah, he might want to leave someone with us because that...
All right.
Magical shenanigans.
Yes. We will, if it's magical shenanigans, we will leave Clara in the room. And no worries. She's the most powerful mage I know. And he, like, puts his hands on his hip. He looks at Clara with just love in his eyes.
That's so sweet.
And...
Are they dating?
Gustav looks you and looks at you dead in the eyes and is like, for several years. Yes. They're going on 5 now. It's a big week for them.
Is there
you're
anniversary?
5?
No, you know what? Yes. But you all should go to sleep. We'll take care of this tonight. Don't worry, if anything happens, we'll be right outside the door, preparing and finishing up this plan.
Okay.
You see there's, like, pain in their voices. They, well... Clara and Gustav are, like, not that confident. Jacques is brimming as always. He's like, we got this.
He's too confident.
Nah, I'd win.
No, you are not good.
But...
Does anyone want to talk about their magical trauma, or do you guys just want to go to sleep?
Lana's going to be an eepy little guy. And, like, if the others start talking, he will, but for now, eat.
Yeah, you guys are all back in your room. Clara is, like, right at the door, so she will be able to hear what you guys talk about, but she's not really listening in or a part of the conversation. If you guys want to talk about what the fuck just happened, now would be the time.
Guys, I literally turned into a mattress, and I don't know what's going on.
I turned into a mattress.
He turned himself into a mattress.
And now I don't want to fall asleep ever again because if it's going to have another nightmare, I'll turn into another mattress.
They call me Dr. Mattress.
Explain the mattress thing out because you certainly didn't turn into it.
Was that a question for me or Felix?
I did not hear the question.
Felix.
What was the question?
It was, can you explain the mattress thing because you certainly weren't a part of the mattress.
I'm just gonna, like, look over at Felix and just look him up and down before going, you aren't that comfy to lay on.
Gotta do the double check. Nope, not a mattress.
I was a mattress, and then I broke free from the mattress, but I certainly, definitely was a mattress.
But you're not.
But I was.
But you're not.
But I 100% definitely was a mattress. Fused.
But you're not. You have arms and legs.
I know. That happened after, when I broke free from the mattress.
I mean, I did something similar. Like, my arms grew into the mattress, but they were still separate.
Why did y'all have mattresses?
Why are the mattresses
kind of
pillows?
I was wind. And sky.
No.
It's sand.
When we woke up, we were laying in the beds. No, in my dream... There was a forest, and it grew, and apparently it's a real place, like the one guy said when we tortured him.
I definitely did not dream of a place. I was in hell, if anything.
T-Kala's just gonna be, like, sitting at the headboard of her bed, her edgy little preteen self,
mm-hmm.
with her little dagger and her sticks that hide behind her, under her pillow, sharpening them into spears. Speaking no words, but listening.
Felix is just rocking back and forth. He has like a cup of coffee because he's actually not sleeping.
Are we getting a long rest for this sleep?
No. You are getting a short rest, but not a long rest.
That's fine.
Felix, like, tries to stay awake, but then he ends up just kind of, like, nodding off.
Awesome. Can everybody please give me a sleep check with advantage?
Oh, is
what
this
if
with
you
advantage?
Don't sleep?
Have you been giving me sleep checks this whole time?
Hmm? No, I mean, what if you choose not to sleep right now?
Then you will gain a point of exhaustion.
Oh, you bitch.
What if Felix just goes into his trance elf thing?
Then still give me a sleep check. What was the two of your rolls?
real quick?
Juan
got a 15, and Eros got...
Back 20, baby!
Nice!
Lana got a 15.
The first one was a 16, Eros so I was pretty set either way.
Is a sleep check just a normal roll?
Yes.
Got an 8. Yes!
Ayy,
not
20. Nice. Awesome!
Since we got two 20s, can we appear in each other's dream?
Well, normally I'd say no. However, as you all drift off to sleep, you all have this very clear dream of five colored points of light, all corresponding to the colors of your gem.
Can we get, like, mecha?
There are five children!
If you get mechas and then turn to, like, transformer.
This is not a mecha anime. Despite how much...
Now we're a friendship.
Call us Evangelion.
Don't touch me.
It's canon.
I'm, like, 20 minutes away from making any D&D campaign, both a Doctor Who episode and Evangelion.
Doctor Who.
Don't test me. But...
So, quick question. What would be in, like, the little pocket dimensions that our stones are, like, part of?
One more time?
We'll be all, like, when we sleep, be in those, like, pocket dimensions that the stones show us. Unless those are not pocket dimensions in real spaces, in which case that's a little more concerning.
They are pocket dimensions. You don't know. Your characters don't know that, but you do. And you do go there when you're sleeping. As your characters, you get a sort of sense that, like, you're in a physical place, but that place is separate from everywhere else.
And Vara roll around in the sand.
One moment. Starting first with our low roller, Tikal.
Our low roller is crazy.
Good luck!
You wake up...
Fingers crossed.
...in your dream, in your bed. Everything is gone. Every person... Every item, other than just, like, furniture and chairs and stuff, are gone. And the entire thing is completely flooded. What you gonna do about that?
She's just gonna bring her knees up to her chest, hold herself nice and tight, and not move off of the bed.
Also, can you give me an Arcana check?
Yeah. 16.
Awesome. As you do, everything starts drying out. The water is coming around you closer and closer, and it feels safe. Like, this is just a part of you. You can control and move this as you will, and you get the sense that with a little more focus and a little more active participation, there's a lot that you can get from this place. And there's a lot you can get from this water. And it might not hurt anymore after a while.
Do you risk it for the biscuit?
Can she, like, she's gonna, like, hesitantly lean over and dip her fingers into the water beside the bed?
The water is all around you. If you push this way, you would be exiting the bubble of water.
So I'm in the water.
You are in the water. It is all around you, getting smaller and smaller, but never too small that you can't be in it.
Okay. Can I try and stick my hand outside of the bubble?
Yeah. You stick your hand outside of the bubble. The wind feels, like, hard against your skin, but suddenly the bubble pops and there is no more air. Give me a con save, please.
Fuck! Con save, you said?
Yes.
That's a 6.
I'm dying.
Take 13 points of damage, please.
Fuck you.
How much HP do you have?
35.
Ooh. And with that, you wake up. It is early evening. Clara is there, casting some sort of dispel magic just constantly on all of you, trying to keep you safe. Not doing a great job. And Vana.
Why well, would Jox encourage us to go back to sleep if not to get us stronger? He probably already knows about it.
You awake once again in this house. However, everything is gone. You are just in the space the house would be, and like you know that you can move up and down the stairs, like into the basement. However, nothing is really there, and it is just nothing but ground as far as you can see in every direction.
What about the walls?
The walls and roof are gone. All of the furniture in the house is gone. However, you know that you can move up and down as if everything were still there.
That's terrifying.
Yes.
Is there any sand?
Under the earth, but yes.
Is there any hills?
Not more than just the mountain where you found the stones way off in the distance.
Is there, like, enough of a hill for Vana to just go, like, lay on the ground and roll?
Yeah. Give
That's
me...
what Vana's gonna do.
Awesome. Give
Roll
me
for frog.
Give me a dexterity check.
That's fair. Oh god, what's my dex? Okay. That's a 4.
Awesome. So you go to roll on the ground.
Awesome.
But you've never like laid down in a normal fashion just on the ground before. So you just sort of fall. And as you do, the sudden shock of like small pain of just your face hitting the ground gives you a sense of connection and control. And you get
That's rare.
This idea in your head that with enough dedication and enough time, nothing will be able to hurt you here.
That's with a 4.
That's with a 4.
That's a terrible idea. Pavana doesn't know any better.
And with that wonderful piece of work, you wake up in the early evening. Clara lifts their dispel magic off of you. You take no damage. You're fully rested. Please take a short rest.
Okay.
And
Clara clutch.
And that's a 6. So Felix, you wake up in this place. However, it is completely ablaze.
Completely ablaze?
Completely on fire. Your house and home are up in flames.
Okay. He's gonna... Well, he already knows it's a dream, obviously.
Yes.
So I'd have to...
You do know that this is a dream.
So I'd have to tweak out and think everyone's dying if it's a dream.
No one is here.
Yeah. Is he, like, in the flames themselves? Like, it's everywhere all-consuming?
It's sort of small. It's mostly on the walls and furniture and ceilings. Not so much, like, covering the floor, but there are spots of flame on the floor.
Okay. Just gonna, like, walk through the house.
Awesome.
You know, walk around the flame.
Yeah.
Try to get outside.
Get outside. Backyard or front door?
Let's go front door.
Awesome.
See what's happening in the front.
You exit out the front door and see nothing but hills of blood.
Oh.
Congealed and solid. They are moving like a liquid.
He's gonna get the gross, disturbed face, close the door, and then try going out the back door.
Awesome. Before you do that, can you please give me a constitution save?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. 17 plus 5, 23. Nope,
awesome.
22.
This flame cannot hurt you anymore. You reach out, and you notice that it's a calm warming. It's a nice, sort of like loving warmth. And as you move through, you can sort of move the fire and choose where it is.
Can he... take all the fire off of the house?
Yeah. With one
dispel
quick...
it.
Everything is gone. However, it is now extremely brittle, mm-hmm. and begins crumbling to ash. Mm-hmm. And just as you make it out to the back door, there, floating, suspended in the air, is Gustav's greatsword. Its eye open and blood red, crying tears.
What?
And you wake up.
That's freaky. Is it still bleeding next to him?
Not bleeding, crying tears.
The iris,
the color of the eye is a blood red. Mm-hmm. It is crying real tears.
Oh my god. It like still crying like in real life? Okay.
Well, you don't know. It is still sheathed.
Okay. Can you like check?
Yeah. It's not crying. The eye is closed, but the sheaths is a little wet.
Oh, I see.
And last but not least, Eros. When you wake up in your house completely overgrown with vines and tree roots, you see several things that are gone and should be dead sort of piece themselves back together. Like, the table, you watch it crush and mold itself back into a tree.
Fair. I don't have a response right
now. Lovely. You are sort of walking around, and slowly but surely, brambles start poking out of, well, just about everywhere. Can you go ahead and give me a wisdom saving throw?
Oh, that took me off guard. That's going to be a 14 plus 2, so 16.
16. Awesome. You reach out, touching the bramble, and it does not hurt. It appears as though you are not taking damage while you're in this space. But piece by piece, it slowly overtakes your arm and your whole body until you are fully covered in brambles and you wake up. Clark lifts the dispel magic. You may all take the effects of a short rest. And now it is time to get going.
Felix thinks that he's like super special now that he can like tolerate flames. So he's gonna run to like the stove.
Oh no.
He's gonna try and touch like the stove fire.
Oh no. Give me a constitution saving throw, please.
Wait, let me take my short rest first.
Yep.
Wait, sorry, I zoned out. What's going on?
Felix is sticking his hand on the stove.
That's 15 for awesome. Constitution save.
You go to put your hand on the stove, and immediately Gustav is like, nope, none of that.
Felix tries to do it with his other hand. He's like, no, I can do it. I can do it.
He grabs your whole body and like throws you over his shoulder, plops you down, and is like, now is not the time. We can test the resilience, and we can be strong another day. But today... today you'll be clever.
He just slinks away and tries touching the torch on the wall.
Give me a constitution saving throw.
That's
a 2.
A 2.
7.
Awesome. It hurts like a bitch.
Thank you so much.
Go ahead and take 4 points of fire damage.
Okay. Was it worth a shot?
No, it wasn't.
No, I needed to know if I could tolerate the flame before hopping in a battle against someone who might be able to control flames.
I see.
Do you actually see, or do you think I'm a fool?
You're a fool.
Okay.
So you all are getting ready. Jacques presents you with something new. He gives you a small box. And it's like, if all else fails, open this, and then open it again. I believe in you. You are strong. Go kick some ass.
Yes.
Open box time.
Give me a minute. I'm going to share this.
Are you putting it in Discord?
Yes. Actually, no. I'm going to send it directly to Addy.
What is happening in the PCs?
And here is the thing. It's Jock's Blade. And just before you guys step in the portal, Clara traces it with her fingers, reactivating it. It opens with a puff of stale air, and you all feel a sort of pull back towards the compound. And right before you guys leave to fight Black, Clara throws a cape over you, Vana.
Yay!
Give me a minute to grab the stats for that. I'm sending this directly to you.
Oh.
And there you are, and there you are. So you have all been given these items. You have the greatsword already, yes? Wonderful. And you step through the portal. Jacques, Clara, and Gustave go in first, scattering completely. So by the time you step through, you are, all four of you, once again, by yourselves.
Where are we?
You are back in the compound.
Inside? Or
yes.
By the front gate?
The name.
Inside.
Okay.
In Tikal's room, actually.
Phil's gonna look through Tikal's stuff.
There's nothing there. It's absolutely nothing.
Yeah, Tikal took all her sticks already.
So, everybody roll initiative.
Happy! You know what, that makes sense.
Good, I have a negative one on initiative. Please be good.
Nine.
How do you have negative 19. One initiative?
19? So 19. 16.
For
Eros. A 16 for Vana.
9.
A 9.
I also got a 9.
And a 9 for Felix. Lovely.
I love this song.
So, you're all there. First in the turn order is Eros. You look around, quickly surveying your area, and you don't see anything that strikes you as out of place. It's... you seem fine.
Cool.
What would you like to do? Where would you like to go? You have your actions, bonus actions.
I can't believe Black.
It's weird that we're starting combat right now, but... yeah, I guess I'm just gonna walk forward and just...
Awesome. How far and in what direction?
At least to the door, if I can reach there.
Mm-hmm. You have the glitter.
You wouldn't be able to reach the door... but you'd be able to get a good ways of the way there, like 30 feet.
Go. How far away is the damn door?
About 90.
Just to the end of the call.
They don't make room!
It's more like a giant stone block that's been hollowed out to fit a very dangerous child.
Crazy.
Oh, that's bad. And then I'm going to... ready in action so that if the guy comes in or appears, that I can shoot him immediately.
Absolutely.
Pew pew.
Next is Vana. What would you like to do?
Oh, like Eros, Vana is gonna begin coming closer.
100%.
And just gonna... actually, I'm gonna do an investigation check. Arcana check to see if I can tell where this guy is.
Yeah.
Wait, no, he doesn't use Arcana, does he?
You don't know.
Well, this is the guy who has true sight, so he could be invisible.
90 feet.
I will do an investigation check.
Mm-hmm.
To see if Lana can hear him, to figure out, like, how far away he is.
Yeah.
And that is a 6, for fuck's sakes.
Awesome. You're pretty
the
sure
guys he's... don't like me today.
No, not really. You're pretty sure he might be in this room.
And the closet.
To call.
So I have one extra turn that I'm saving?
No, that was your action. And your movement.
Oh, we're back to you having action, movement, and bonus action?
Yes.
Instead of just having 3?
Yes.
Okay.
What does it mean to ready an action?
It means you use your action to immediately use that action when certain conditions are met. Like, you can ready an action for when someone comes within a certain range of you, and that means you don't attack this turn, but when somebody comes within that range, immediately they are attacked by you.
Oh, okay. And then I still get my turn the next turn.
Yes.
Okay. I don't have a lot. Can I just ready a knife?
Yep.
Ready a knife.
Ready a knife.
Ready a knife throw?
For when he enters the room.
Awesome. Moving at all? No?
No.
Awesome. Felix.
Felix is going to use his movement to catch up to Vana and Eros. And then he's going to ready an action to attack anything that comes in within range of either of his friends.
Absolutely. And Eros, that's you again.
Wait. Okay, I guess I'm going to the door since I have the 30 feet left.
You would need to dash.
Oh, wait. Why would I need to dash?
Room is 90 feet. You've moved 30. Dash action is 60 feet.
Oh. Then I'm just gonna take another 30 feet and then ready my action again.
Awesome.
Just in case.
Beautiful. Can you give me a perception check?
Yep. Thank God I'm pretty good at perception. That's an 18.
Awesome. As you're walking past, you realize that your movement is being tracked.
Oh.
And somebody is placing points between where you have been and where you are. This person is just, like, sitting on top of the wall with, like, a little booklet, essentially just moving dots around.
That's you.
Yeah, it's you with your map.
Yeah. They're doing essentially the same thing, but in your world. And with that, Fauna. It's your turn.
So can we see the person who's...
Yeah. They're like... Here.
That's so spooky.
Oh, wait, does that mean that he revealed himself? Or, like, we see him now?
You see the guy who's recording your movements.
But we don't know if that's the
Oracle.
It is not.
Okay. Maybe, like, a messenger for the Oracle?
You don't know.
Am I good to go?
Yep. You good to go?
Okay. Can't. Well, just to make sure this is a thing, Bono already has the cloak on, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then he's gonna ready the
Mm-hmm.
And continue following along with Eros to sort of be, like, watching out for each other.
Beautiful. What's your armor class?
16.
Awesome.
What do you roll? Talk about it. Let us know.
Awesome. So, as soon as Vana moves more than 5 feet away from you, you are immediately caught in the back of the head with something that feels very hard, and then it is gone. Please take 9 points of bludgeoning.
What?
Riposo.
So, why.
Was that a trap, or was
that
the guy attacking?
It was the guy attacking, and
which
he
guy?
Is now no longer invisible.
Which
guy?
Can
see him?
Okay, great.
What
so
guy?
Everyone's,
everyone's
conditions are met.
Your ready to action, your ready to action, and
my ready to
your
action.
Ready to action.
Couldn't I, like,
go off?
Oh.
Who is your?
So do we all roll to hit?
Eros, Tikal, and Felix. Vana, you did not ready an action this turn.
So roll a hit?
Yes, everybody roll to hit.
Fuck 'em up, fuck 'em up.
That's a 12.
12 does not.
I'm gonna roll something.
Pluses.
That doesn't hit.
What is it?
8.
8 does not hit.
Girl. That's why I said that. This is also a new song.
Sorry, I didn't hear.
What did you roll to hit?
22
hits, roll damage.
If 22 didn't hit at level 4 characters, that would be crazy.
I mean, I would hope a 22 hits, but you never know.
Yeah, no.
22 would hit level 20 characters.
Shit, sorry. Don't take 9, take 12 instead. I forgot I crit.
You forgot about it. And
I'll take that. That's on me. That's on me.
We're already on to the next phase.
Yeah.
Roll damage.
That's on you.
Crazy. No way you crit.
Wait, no.
Crazy.
I need to do...
Doesn't a crit do double damage? That would have been 18.
It would have, yes.
So then why do you say 12?
I rolled a 6 on the dice.
So do I take 6, 9, or 12 damage?
You take 9.
Okay.
I'm sorry, this is going to take me a second.
Yep.
Plus 4, so that's going to be 13 fire damage, and now he's on fire.
13 fire damage. Did you crit?
Oh, wait, does the 20 crit?
What did you roll playing on the dice?
My bow attack?
Yes.
So the normal attack was a d8, and I got a 3, and then plus the...
Then, no, they're not on
4.
Fire.
So 13.
And
16. Then plus 1d6.
Yes. So they are...
For the fire damage. So 13.
Let me double check that. See if they are, in fact, on fire. Fire. Yep, they're now on fire. Wonderful. And Tikal, that is now your turn.
Is it still there?
Yes. My cat is currently screaming.
They've got something to say.
Is anyone within 5 feet of...
Black?
Oracle?
Yes.
Okay.
Felix.
Okay. How far away am I from the Oracle?
30 feet.
30 feet? Okay, I am going to cast Bane on the Oracle.
Yep.
Please make a Charisma saving throw.
That's probably their worst stat, because they are not charismatic.
17?
Motherfucker.
What?
Hey, can that not happen, please?
Yep.
What?
And I'm going to give, I'm going to give Felix the advantage on this one.
Awesome. So I rolled an 18 this time.
Advantage
okay.
For what?
Wait till I get feeble.
Silvery
mind.
Barbs.
I don't know what that does.
That gives someone disadvantage and someone else advantage. You got the advantage. Your next attack has advantage.
Awesome. Thank you.
That was Arrows. Your action. Would you like to move? Awesome. Felix, that's you.
Okay, so I'm going to use my bonus action
yep.
to do second wind.
Yep. That's 10.
Okay, so that's 14.
Roll it again.
Huh?
Roll it again. You crit. Roll it again.
Crunchy crit.
I only needed 14.
Awesome. Add. Then now it's 18, so.
Okay, well, that's amazing. That's awesome.
Fully back up?
Yep. And I'm going to use my normal action.
Yep.
To roll the hit with the advantage.
What are you attacking with?
Obviously, I'm attacking with a sword of submission.
Awesome. So you're going to need to make that saving throw first.
Is it charisma?
Yes.
My charisma is not great. 19. Plus
19.
20.
20.
Awesome. So this is now a +3 weapon.
+3?
Yes. Dealing 2d8.
2d8 plus 3?
2d8 plus 3.
Okay.
Oh, and I have a sword, don't I, now, too?
Yes.
Oh, should I roll a hit?
Yes.
By the advantage?
Yes.
Thank God.
What'd you roll?
8 and 7.
8. Neither of those hit.
Can I please use my action surge to try that again?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You no longer get the plus three, though.
Okay. Do I still have advantage, or is it just, like, the one time?
Just the one time.
Okay. Does a 19 hit?
19 hits.
Okay. Is it still 2d8, or just 2d6?
2d4.
2d4. That is 10.
Awesome. Beautiful. And Eros, that's you.
Is anyone close to me right now?
Just Vana.
Okay, and we're like 60 feet into the room right now?
Yes, 60 feet into the room, 30 feet away from Black.
Okay, I just need to check my ranges real quick.
Absolutely.
Wait, so they didn't use my movement last turn? Can I use my movement to, like, get away from them?
No, it's not your turn anymore.
So you hate me.
Yes. Don't you just have an extra attack as a fighter?
Not yet.
Okay.
Right.
So, I'm gonna put distance back. Sorry, I'm echoing in my ear.
Nope.
I'm gonna put distance between me and the person who was closest. I forget who it was.
Vana. How much distance?
Yeah, Vana. Enough that he wouldn't get caught under my darkness thing.
Awesome. How much is the range on that?
I think it's like 30 feet cubed, so...
Beautiful. Would you like to move towards or away from Black while you're doing this?
Away.
Awesome.
So that was my movement and bonus action, and now that I'm in the dark, I'm gonna shoot my bow again. Do I get advantage because I'm unseen?
No, he has true sight.
Crazy.
True sight doesn't see through darkness, it sees invisible people.
They're 12 right now, right?
13.
Okay.
I will double check, but...
What's the range? In normal and magical darkness.
Like 13 and 12 or 14 and 12? Or in 13?
14, 13.
So you're 14.
It does see through magical darkness. So you are still seeing.
Are you saying true seeing or, sorry. I'm super confused. I'm just going to try and pull it up because I thought that was... Oh, okay, cool. I'm still going to try and attack with my bow, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Roll the hit.
Kill him now.
That's a 16 plus 6, so...
That hits.
Okay. Let's see what damage they do. Oh, did he take any damage from being on fire?
He takes that at the beginning of his turn.
Okay. I'm gonna use Colt real quick. So that's just... That's a strength saving throw.
This has a chance to freeze the target in place. Target is only frozen.
And the...
Well, above there...
Actual damage... is 3 plus 4. So that's gonna be 7 damage.
Awesome. Give me another roll on the d20 real quick.
Sure.
This is to see if they freeze.
13.
They do not.
Aww.
Okay.
Are they at least a little bit chilly?
Sorry. Why did I roll for that one?
The target is only frozen if you roll above their AC after successfully attacking.
Okay.
And Vana, that's your turn.
Okay, so first things first, I am going to cast... Oh, I am an idiot.
Wow. Why?
I'm going to cast Earthbind on the asshole.
Yep. Is that a save or a roll to hit?
That is a save of strength.
Awesome. How about a 30?
Why do you... Oh, what is...
Yeah, you can...
It's advantage on strength saves.
Oh.
You fucker.
Okay, so that fails.
Not actually a 30, it was a 25, but...
Fuck. That's my action.
Yes, you have bonus action and movement.
Do skill checks count as actions?
Yes.
Fuck.
What do you want to do?
I just wanted to see if I could, like, see what kind of things he's weak to.
Give me an insight check.
For movement. What counts as movement?
Moving? Moving. You can move up to 30 feet in any direction. What'd you roll?
10.
You seems pretty strong.
Jump.
Crazy.
Thank you.
You can also jump.
Can Felix try it?
Yeah, give it. So that goes off. Wonderful. Vana does a 23 hit.
Fuck you.
Lovely. It starts at 7:30.
Yeah, but we need to get ready to go and get there.
Awesome. Take... I know. You see as Black appears behind you and hits you with one good punch to the back and then another to the shoulder. You take 12 points and that is unfortunately where we have to leave things for today.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Terdioso. See you next time.